Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, man, I'm glad.
Turn the music on.
What music?
Yeah. It's Saturday.
It sure is. What happened yesterday, man?
Well, we couldn't tape the show yesterday.
Yeah, that work in the basement. Yeah, that's
a lot of work.
A lot of work in the basement.
You know, locks being broken and waiting for the guy to come and fix it and all kinds of stuff. You just missed your turn anyhow.
It's a big bird.
So make a left here. No, left here.
Okay.
Just go straight through their parking lot. It's a shortcut.
Okay, what's the last place this, what's the last place this band played?
That's irrelevant, but it was Pittsburgh.
That's right, that's relevant, man. It's the last place they played.
Well, Bob Marley played.
Oh, was it the Wailers?
No, the Wailers still perform. The Wailers are still together.
No, did they perform with
the Wailers are still together.
No, the last time they performed.
Bob Marley and the Wailers last performed in Pittsburgh. That was Bob Marley's last performance before he died.
Man,
you have to make that distinction, you know, because people think the Wailers aren't around. All right, make a right.
So the Wailers are still touring?
Yes, the Wailers are still around.
So you got the
And they still perform. Well, you got a honey deuce too. You weren't supposed to leave the house.
No, I cut the leash, man.
You aren't supposed to leave the house.
I was chewing on the chain. Today's cleanup day at Dunkin' the Porterhouse.
So old activists don't die, we just get yelled at more. Just one right there. Yeah, gotta stand up for your rights.
I'll tell you.
But don't argue with the old lady. That's
for sure. Wait for that unemployment fund.
Yeah.
Is that something? You don't even have an unemployment office anymore. You sit there waiting until a phone gets free.
You can't go online and do it. If you can't call, you have people sitting in line. So we'll talk more about that in a few. Who's it?
Will Rogers.
James Whitmore.
Yeah.
Will Rogers.
he played
Will Rogers.
Yeah,
you're totally confused this morning. I'm going to turn this off. We'll be back.
Let's get some coffee.
What'd you say? Don't tape that. Welcome to Town Talk Radio. It's a Saturday.
That's right, and we're off the record. Man.
See, things are so bad that we forgot to say what the show was.
Town Talk Radio, and we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
By now, you know that the Steelers have won
the
Super Bowl.
They did.
Thanks to our expert analysis from Aaron on the Super Bowl and the recession.
That is the first game.
Oh, that's because the thing's right there.
Trying to go
Yeah,
the curve.
You can't drive over
that. That is the first football game I ever watched.
Really?
Ever.
Man.
And my brother said, if you were ever going to watch a football game, there's only one. That was it.
You know, well, I had a discussion with the maintenance man in our apartment building yesterday, and we, you know, went into our own analysis of the game, and it was a great football game.
Unbelievable, going 100 yards, going all the way across the football field.
Yes, 100 yards, James Harrison.
Jeez. Now remember that the breakfast bar at Whole Foods closes at 10:30, so you tell me which way to go.
I think we'll work. Go straight down here.
Some of that tofu scrambler.
Yeah, man.
Well, come on. What did the maintenance man say about it?
He thought the game was great, wonderful. You know, we talked about how Roethlisberger was clamping down, and how it was a really good game on both sides. You know, on the side of the Cardinals and on the side of the Steelers.
What about Ben?
You know, about how good of a quarterback he is and how people underrate him. You know, So it was good. It was cool.
You'll probably retire in a year.
Yeah. And other highlights this week, folks, was the free breakfast giveaway at Denny's.
With their vegan option.
And of course, you know, we made our appearance there just to check things out. You know, you missed a turn.
And I think that's what everybody should do. The first taste is free. Just the free breakfast at Denny's, and it was mobbed.
Yeah, it was. We went to the one in Monroeville, right?
Yep.
You know, so we went out there, and interesting. You know, a lot of people come out when it's free, stuff, and of course, keep going. And of course, people start being really rude. Well, some of these folks are rude anyhow. I like to say that they have no home training, as we used to say.
No home training. All they do is play video games and watch TV.
Well, some of the adults ain't got no home training either.
I was talking about the adults playing video games, man.
You know?
Everyone touching my back like they're new to jail.
But, you know, there was a few nice, polite people there that would say, excuse me, you know. And I want to commend the staff at that particular Denny's, because those folks are really working really hard. And we are seeing very few tips being left for them.
Keep on slamming.
You know, but it was cool.
It was unbelievable.
That was a heck of a promotion.
Yeah, and people start drawing guns in the parking lot. It was really, it really shows you that.
You're going the wrong way. You can't go through there. You can't go through there.
It really shows you the power. Yeah, boy, this Whole Foods, I can't stand their parking lot. I don't know where I'm at. All those people from Swickley.
Everything's going to be all right. That's all you need to know.
Oh my gosh, how about they're beating the hell out of Obama?
Well, like I said weeks ago, you need to give a man a chance to do his job, you know? And he needs the full cooperation of the Senate and the Congress, you know? I mean, everybody already knows what the problem is, you know? It's not gonna be an overnight fix, and you gotta spend money to, like, you know, take care of the situation. So that's just the bottom line of that.
We're going through the drive-thru. They're beating it. Heck out of him. You want to sit down?
No. Go through the drive-thru. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Town Talk Radio.
It's like we're at Denny's. It's a madhouse here.
It's unbelievable.
It's a madhouse.
She thought that I should keep my hair long.
Yes, that's the poll. That's the poll this week, folks. you can email Vince at irene@gmail.com. Right, V. Irene, right?
No, Vincent, the whole name.
Vincent
as one word.
At gmail.com. Vincent Irene. Is that it?
Yep.
Get it to Vincent Irene @gmail.com or Kev Amos, AMOS, @gmail.com. And let us know if Vince should get his hair cut or not. You can look at the webpage, the Town Talk Radio webpage, and let us know.
Yeah, our webpage is up and running. TownTalkRadioShow.com. Yeah. TownTalkRadioShow.com. Our web mistress, Heidi Kellner, has done a good job.
Yeah, so you need to check that out.
And we're going to put an email address up there so you can give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Because we need it. We need the feedback.
So it was an interesting week. Business as usual in Pittsburgh. There were people at the Steeler Parade the other day, getting back to the Steelers. There were people at the Steeler Parade the other day, 350,000 estimated people in downtown Pittsburgh. And you know, folks, that's more people that actually live in the city of Pittsburgh. You know, more than what our official population is.
Toledo has passed us up.
You know, so that's just any indication.
So please, so
if we can get that many people in the city, how come we can't have some more other improvements?
That's right. Please move to Pittsburgh or else join the other side.
Another related Steelers story, and I hate to keep talking about the Steelers, but entrepreneurs, small business entrepreneurs have been shut off by the NFL, and they're not allowed to sell any more Steeler merchandise unless they have the express written permission of National Football League.
The copyright infringement.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I saw
that.
They
say you can't have the Lombardi Trophy or anything like that on your T-shirts or what's it? Blitzberg? Did they take
everything? Everything. The Steeler symbol.
Yeah, the Steeler symbol.
The logo, and the Lombardi Trophy.
Right. So this has been a clampdown, especially here in the Pittsburgh area. So I can imagine what it is like today down in the Strip District.
Yep. Yep, they got the copyright police out there, the copyright SWAT team.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with that. So we're just driving around here like on our usual thing. See, I get that because he's always going to miss the street. So that's what's
going on.
How
about this recession chart?
Yeah, I gave you that recession chart.
Okay, you explain this chart to me. Now, you can't see this right now.
It says job losses in recent recessions. And it talks about goes all the way back. What year? Pull over. Stop in the middle of the street.
I don't see any date.
Goes back to like 1990. On the chart, looks at 1990, looks at 2001, and the current recession, and it shows how things were improving in the past years. But if you see on the green thing on the current recession chart, it's going down,
which means
job loss.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. How would they say that something like. How many millions of
jobs? It says job losses relative to pink months in thousands. So it's like well over 350,000?
Nearly 4 billion.
Jobless rate reaches 7.6%. 598,000 workers were idle in January. Total unemployed nearly 4 million, and that says nothing of my recent extended benefits for the second time.
Yep, that's good.
You know, extended benefits for the second time, because I've been looking for work for over a year now.
Yep.
So
the recession started a lot sooner than when McCain made his announcement that everything's okay.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's what's going on with that. Anything else locally you want to talk about? There's a bunch of people running for mayor. Well, there's an official person running for mayor of Pittsburgh, Carmen Robinson, African-American woman running for mayor of Pittsburgh. And they're playing the race card already because they're not even mentioning her name half the time.
I've never seen her name mentioned at all.
Yeah, see, there you have it.
What's her name?
Carmen Robinson.
Yeah, you Google that.
Also, Daniel Lavelle is running for the 6th council district seat here in Pittsburgh, which is the Hill District, most of the Hill District, all of downtown Pittsburgh, and part of the north side.
Yeah, Lavelle is the one who started Pittsburgh's first in 67.
Well, his grandfather.
His grandfather,
yeah.
Started the first and only African-American bank in Pittsburgh.
Savings and loan.
First, they tried to stop him. At 67, they said, you can't do this. You're a Negro.
Yeah, but Daniel's been working on different community issues down over the years. He just is not really like a newcomer to the scene. He's been like toiling in the vineyards, working with different community groups and things like that.
So he's the son of Robert Jr.?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So
that makes us... 48 years old.
Makes us older than that, brother.
We'll show.
Because I think Daniel's like in his late 20s, early 30s.
Yes, he is. He's in his early 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll show him what 56 can do.
Yeah. So, you know.
Now, let's play some music here so people could just listen to it.
No woman, no cry. Oh. That's right. You got to go home and do some chores, man.
Yeah, I'll tell her. She's going to be crying, I'll tell you.
You ain't going to have no woman. You're going to be crying for sure. Yeah. So that's about it.
That's it. We're here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We both have our honey-do list that we got to get home and pay the piper.
And get to work. Get to working.
Get to working. So even though there's a recession going on, there's a lot of work.
We still got to wash the dishes and clean that toilet.
Yeah, we still got to do it in the steel town.
Yes, indeed.
This is Vincent Irene.
And Kevin Amos.
And we're still in the city that used to make steel on...
Town Talk Radio, whole week goodness.
That's right, another slice of Pittsburgh.
See y'all next week.
Thank you.
And one more thing. Happy birthday, Bob Marley.
Okay, happy birthday, Bob Marley, and so much for the fadeaway. Thank you.
That was a fake ending, folks. Uh-huh.
A Columbus false goodbye. Columbo false goodbye.
Now we are done. Bye-bye.
Bye.